is a subdivision and rezoning at 3280 Pembina Highway and lot adjacent to the south under file DASZ 3 of 2013.
Okay, the applicant is Mary Jo Fatouris, I think it is. Somebody's writing very clear today. Fatouris. Mary Jo, are you here? Can you come down, please, to the podium? Before you guys start, I just want to say there's nobody here in opposition to this, so I'm not really keen on sending you back out here. But I'm going to give you just, before I open the public hearing, I want to tell you that usually when we have these applications come in, they come in with the plans, some sort of a concept drawing. The report we had didn't have a site drawing or a concept drawing. It was just basically the rezoning. And we asked them to meet with the group Action LC Norbert people because of the specific design criteria we're looking for along the strip, that strip. Now, we can go through the public hearing, and then we can put some conditions on you after the fact, or we can send you out now to go and chat with those people so they understand some of the architectural pieces that you're doing, and then we come back and have the public hearing in a month from now.
No, we've already, I've made the phone call. Is okay. That Neil? It's Neil?
Norm.
Norm
Rousseau.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. We'll go ahead and what you'll probably find, there's nobody here in opposition. I think these are all your family members that are here too, if I'm not mistaken. You can go ahead and make your presentation, and I'll probably put some conditions on you at the end if we're proceeding after that.
Okay. We did submit some drawings. I don't know if you...
I think the planner has them. I've taken a brief look at them.
I don't think we need to do it. We have no opposition, eh?
No, we need to have a presentation. Okay. It says the opposition, we still have an understanding of what it is we want done here. We don't just rezone land without understanding what we're doing here. And one of the things that's, when you get an awkward piece of land like this, a lot of times people will try and rezone strictly for land speculation. So part of what we want to do is we want to make sure that there's a solid project here and we're not leading the community down a garden path, that there's actually going to be action on the land. So.
Okay. Well, the idea is that 3280 Pembina Highway, there's two lots that we wanted to consolidate the two lots into one and rezone it to RMFM to develop a six-story condo unit. The unit would hold approximately 35 suites as it stands right now. It would have a parkade underneath, parking garage, with some parking on the surface that's beside and behind the building. The vision is to create an environmentally friendly building, not necessarily LEED or any type of direction like that, but something that is responsible. Geothermal was an idea as well, if it becomes feasible as we go through the project. It'll be energy efficient. It's that type of building. The rezoning that we're asking for is consistent with buildings in that area, right across the street and further down the street, further, actually on both ends of the street. This lot that we're talking about is right as you enter into St. Norbert. And so it'll be sort of a bookend to that community. There are a couple other condo units in that area that don't carry the motifs that the St. Norbert development guidelines have. This one will carry the motifs. There was a minimum of three that we had to do or had to incorporate, and we're incorporating four of them. And the idea is that it'll fit into the fabric of the existing architecture for St. Norbert, the historical architecture. The other thing I'd like to note is that this is an odd piece of land. We did do quite a bit of pre-design to figure out how we could fit this on the property and not impede the existing flood zone for our own benefit to save in cost as well. And it actually worked out to our benefit and to the community's benefit if it goes through. The shape and the location of the building doesn't block views from existing condominiums across the street to the river, which is the optimal view for this location. Personally, I'm the designer, one of the designers. I believe it'll be a great bookend to the community because it's a great, as you drive up Pembina Highway, you'll see it, and then you'll know that you're entering St. Norbert. My name's Russell Kneister.
Russell Kneister?
Kneister, yep.
Okay, so one of the obvious questions that comes up with this is the riverbank stabilization issues at this location. How have you contemplated dealing with that?
We have already spoken to a local engineer, and he's on board. He says that it shouldn't be a problem in that area. There are already condominium units on the river. Ours is fairly close, and I do realize that it comes to a very quick slope. And the way that we've shaped the building is back from that slope, but we will stabilize it. The part of the reason to have the parkade is to help stabilize the shoreline.
Okay, so you wouldn't have a problem with the condition that the geotechnical and stabilization work has to be completed in order for the rezoning to be registered?
No, we would have, that was our first step anyway. So
that would be your next step. Okay. I don't have anything else. I'll just maybe, if you guys want to stand down, there's nobody here in opposition, so I don't imagine anybody's going to add anything. So we'll go through the names here, and we'll see, and we can come back afterwards to add anything if you want, if there's anything to rebut.
Okay.
Matt Futuros. Matt, you're in support? Okay. Melanie Futuros Richardson, you're in support? Kelly Smith, in support? Joni and Drew Eagle, here in support? James Richardson, here in support? Okay. I guess there's nothing to rebut. Hearing nothing, I'm ready. Maybe just come on back down, Mary Jo and Russell. Just one or two more questions. You've read all the conditions that were in the original report, and you understand them?
Yes.
As far as the dedications and costs and everything related to the property that are in the report? Yeah? You're fine with all that? Okay. You can stand down.
Are you sure?
Okay, Councillor Vandell, if you'll take the chair.
I will.
I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor. Contrary, carried.
That the receipt of the public representations be concluded.
All in favor. Contrary, carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following amendments. I'd like to add a clause, because this was most of what we usually do in plan approval is covered off in the PDO. I still want to make sure that it comes back here. So I wanted to say that the applicant enter into a zoning agreement with the city pursuant to the Winnipeg Charter, including the following, that for the development of any building and or accessory parking area and or signage plan shall be submitted showing the location and design of the proposed buildings, the location and design of accessory parking areas, private approaches, garbage enclosures, fencing, landscaping and signage to the Director of Planning, Property and Development and the Riel Community Committee for plan approval prior to the issuance of any building or development permit, and thereafter all to be maintained to the satisfaction of the Director of Planning, Property and Development. And we've got that wording for you, Rochelle. I think it's probably already been sent to you. I always want to add a clause that the zoning section of the bylaw shall come into force and effect with when the plan of subdivision is registered in the Land Titles Office and the zoning agreement is registered into the Winnipeg Land Titles Office by caveat against the subject lands, provided that the said effective date occurs within 1 year from the date the bylaws passed. So that's sort of saying that you got to get it moving along fairly quickly, and there's a 1 year timeline on that. I would also, how would I cover off the geotechnical getting done?
The only thing I could think of would be in potentially the zoning agreement, because there's no development agreement on there. I mean, they would have to.
Well, here's my concern, and we've seen this happen in other properties where somebody sees the land. It's an awkward piece of land to deal with. They get the rezoning. You've got, 35 units or whatever approved, and they market the land as an approved rezone for up to 35 units. There's nothing on title that says the stabilization has to be done or that there's stabilization that exists there, but then when people figure out what that costs, it becomes completely, the land just doesn't work for the zoning, but it's already transacted. And then they're trying to get some kind of, they're coming to us to try and find the value in the land, so we, you know, make some other project on the land that doesn't put the same loads on the riverbank or whatever. So now we end up with some watered-down version of what was originally approved.
The waterways permit, I mean, there it's pretty clear policy that you need to have a waterways permit within 300 feet of a
But river. They can't get the waterways permit till they have the rezoning registered.
Well, even if they'd put a single-family home, if there were a lot of record and had to put a single-family home in there, I think they'd still need to get the waterways permit.
They definitely still need to go through the same engineering report. Stabilization would still apply. So I guess they need to do it regardless of whether it's rezoned or not. That's the point.
Okay. Okay, so we'll stick with the two amendments then.
Okay, so we've got two amendments. Any discussion?
And I guess because it's amended, it has to come back through PPND.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
And I'll move that the following supporting reasons are the land is ready for redevelopment. It's in keeping with the planned development overlay for the area. That's it.
Okay. And
then I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried. This application is done. Item 4.
Item number 4.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter